Grant, how long did kind of the disappointment kind of evaporate and you guys turned into focusing on what you got going on now?
It was pretty much immediate.
What have you seen of Jake Odom on tape? What can he do? He's got an hour of the offense.
He is a phenomenal player. I mean, he is a tremendous basketball player. He affects the game in so many different ways. He has a very unique game. He does things that I haven't seen before. He's got phenomenal feel for how to play this game and how to find his teammates. He'd be a great guy to play with. But he's always in control. And I think his teammates, you know, feel that. And they're a team that's always under control. You know, they don't panic. They've got a variety of weapons, too. He's obviously their leading scorer, but they've got a lot of different players who can score.
Grant, I'm sure you're not surprised by this, but a lot of tickets sold tomorrow night. What does that mean just to this team?
It's just a tremendous feeling for me as the coach and our players to know that our fans continue to support this team. And we're going to show up and provide an atmosphere that is going to be a great college basketball atmosphere and one that we have come to enjoy and, as I said, appreciate. And hopefully we'll continue to play as well as we've played in other home games. I know we're going to play really hard.
Talk about the field, NIT field. It's a pretty loaded field, isn't it?
You know, it's interesting how good the teams were who didn't get in the NIT. I mean, if you look at that list, you know, the teams that are in the CBI and the teams that are in the CIT, phenomenal teams. It just goes to show you how many really good teams there are. You know, and the parity that exists in college basketball and, you know, what you have to accomplish just to get involved in postseason play, in particular, you know, the NIT. So we're just thrilled with the opportunity.
You talk about Odom as a point guard, Fran, and he's a little unorthodox as a point guard, but he gets a lot of things done.
Well, he's got incredible vision. He's tall. You know, he's got great handle. He's got a great burst. So he can go by you, or he can keep you on the side of him, or he can turn his back. You know, he's spins in traffic and things of that nature. But he's always aware of where his teammates are, and he's always loving them up.
How important is this NIT, and do you think it feeds into next year if they have some success here?
Yeah, with the kind of year we had this year, you want to keep playing. And the fact that we've got an opportunity to keep playing is wonderful. Obviously, you want to keep playing once you get in. And this will continue to help our young guys develop.
Helps your young guys. Also, nice that Eric May has another home game, maybe more home games. Kind of just talk about him and what he's
doing. Well, he's obviously been, one of my favorite captains I've ever had. So for him to be able to play in the postseason again and have been such an integral part of a team that's, won 21 games is – and that's what it's all about, and I'm happy for him.
With Mike, did he have any concerns about putting him in practice, or did you look at all
the... He didn't practice yesterday. He's going to practice today.
It's just a bone type thing,
yeah.
Where it needs rest, and that's it?
Yep.
Do you think the fact, Fran, this team came so close to getting in the NCAA 18 will be kind of a rallying cry for the guys coming back?
I would hope so. You know, we are, set up with a lot of returning players with, some level of success, obviously, this year, and the opportunity to go overseas this summer and, get 5 or 6 more games and 10 extra practices besides what we're allowed to practice anyway. I think what you'll see is a group that's really hungry. So this spring and summer in particular, players getting in and getting extra work done and working on their weaknesses and improving their strengths. And I think what you'll see is a much better team next year. A team much more capable of doing things on a consistent basis.